one world government. Just what's wrong with that?
Well, what it will mean is the loss of all freedom and probably mass genocide. But let me give the background of this idea of world government. Of course, we know that Nimrod tried to accomplish this uniting all the peoples of the world, you know, back a few hundred years after the flood, and at least we're told in the Bible that God intervened. But you go back to about 2,500 years, 2,400 years before Christ was born in Bethlehem, and you have Plato writing his Republic. And if you read modern-day occult writings, they all go back to Plato. What did Plato advocate? He advocated a ruling oligarchy, one ruler, so-called just man, a massive police force, military that would keep the people in line, and then everybody else would be reduced to serfdom. There'd be no families. All women were to belong to all men. The children were to belong to the state. It was a feudal type of society. Now, that is exactly what the people who are pushing this world government today want. One of the men who advocated this back in 1870, he was the inspiration for Cecil Rhodes, who created the, first of all, the Rhodes Scholarships, and secondly, the secret society, which became the Council on Foreign Relations about 40 years after he died. No, I'm sorry, about 20 years after Rhodes died. Rhodes died in 1902. But Ruskin was a disciple of Plato. He read Plato every day, and this is the basic idea. It is to be an elitist concept with an elite that will rule the world because they know what's best for us common folks. Now, in America today, we have a Constitution, we have a Declaration of Independence, and our concept of freedom, according to the Declaration of Independence, is our freedom comes from God. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And governments are instituted among men to preserve these rights. So our freedoms come from God. In the United Nations, which is to be the world government, if you read the Declaration of Human Rights, we have all the same rights we have here. Only, of course, we get them from government, and we will have them only as long as they don't are not at variance with the desires of the state. What we're talking about is a fascist society with the end of all freedom as we know it. And I certainly will do everything I can to oppose this move towards world government because it will be a world fascist state. And behind this drive for world government are these dark spiritual forces we've talked about. And if you read the writings of people like Barbara Marks Hubbard, one of the wealthiest women in the world, she ran for the Democrat nomination for the vice presidency against Geraldine Ferraro, I think it was 1984, and you read her book, The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, she talks about the necessity of killing a quarter of the population of the world, those who will not evolve to a higher level of consciousness. And as she says in her book, the original translation, we have copies, we'll make copies of the pages that she circulated across America. She said, that's not your job to do the killing, that's ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse death, referring to Revelation 6:8. There are other people like Jacques Cousteau. You, of course, remember Jacques Cousteau, who swam with the fishes and the dolphins. And he talked about the necessity of killing 350,000 people every day. That comes from the UNESCO Courier in November of 1991. We'll be glad to send any of our listeners the pages from Barbara Marks Hubbard's original manuscript or a copy of the UNESCO Courier, the page where Jacques Cousteau talks about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. These are the elitists. They have a different worldview. Do you really want to have them controlling your destiny and the destiny of your family?
How much of this, Stanley, is based on greed, their greed?
It's really not greed. They just have a different worldview. It's not about greed. It is about power. and the ultimate power over the lives of the rest of humanity, and they believe there are too many people in the world today. What they really want is to eliminate the population down to 2 billion, down to 1 billion, down to 500 million. David Foreman, who was one of the founders of Earth First, financed by the great foundations and by people of great wealth, talked about getting the world population down to 100 million. All they need is enough people to serve them and their desires.
100 million. I wonder, when was the last time we had 100 million people on this planet?
A long time ago, I'll tell you.
It was. I mean, absolutely. Even during the days of, Christ, how many people do you think lived on the planet at the time?
Probably about that many. I really can't say. I'm not an expert on how many people were here at that time.
Well,
There are people who have a different worldview. What's so difficult for you and I to imagine is how people can be so callous and indifferent to human suffering that they will create wars knowing the death that's going to be occurring and knowing the human suffering, but they really don't care. In fact, there's a wonderful book. It's written by Bertrand Russell back in 1951. It's called The Impact of Science on Society, and he's talking about, there's just too many people in the world, and he says, war really hasn't been a very effective means of limiting the world population, and birth control certainly isn't working. Maybe if we had a black death, it could strike the world every generation, then people could procreate as much as they want to. It might be a difficult thing, but then high-minded people really aren't concerned about the happiness, especially that of others. That's page 103 of George Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society.
But so goal number one then, Stanley, is to drastically reduce the population on this planet.
That's right.
That's the main thing they want.
That's right.
And they're
in the process of doing this today. I spent many years leading the battle within organized medicine in the United States. As far as the AIDS epidemic, doctors know how to stop a sexually transmitted disease, and we were blocked at every turn. And I worked within the hierarchy of the California Medical Association. I was there for a decade leading the battle to try to stop the epidemic, and I brought the doctors around to my position. And it didn't do any good because the hierarchy of organized medicine has no intention of stopping this disease in this country or throughout the world.